Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check, ooh ah.
And a fine tune it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number for the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? Life. So what does that mean? That means that whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. No. You have to. That's your job. You know, Bob Surratt, every morning he has a fine program. Regardless of what he says. Here, I'm going to do it over again so we have it out in the clear. Hi, this is John Landecker. Bob Surratt has a fine morning program, regardless of what he says, on 720, Nexstar Media Group station. Did you hear that? Right. So we got something for him, right? Good, good, good. Okay, so he has that show, right? What does he do? In the first half hour, he takes the first call and gives him a prize, so we stole that. And here we go. Are these both? All right, then. Let's go to Blake. Hello, Blake.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. I like that name, Blake. I think that's a cool name.
Yeah. I'm an older Blake. More of the Robert Redford type.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that. I think most Blakes are lively. Oh, that was a little pun right there. Yeah, but by the way, speaking of Blake Lively, never mind. I have to go home after the show.
Yeah.
So, Blake, what do you do, Blake?
I'm self-employed. I'm a carpenter.
Ah.
Kitchens and bathrooms.
Hey, you know what? I admire people who have that kind of ability, because I don't. My brother does. You know what I mean? You're handy. You know how to... You can pound a nail without taking your thumb off. I mean, you know, all sorts of cool stuff.
Still have all 10 fingers after 35 years.
Well, there's a testimony to your skill, sir. Well, yep. You're the first caller, so therefore you have won a prize. How about, because these are cool, a large WGN Radio 720 mug, which you can take with you, of course, on all of your carpentry expeditions.
Now, is this similar to the one on the Williams show? I don't know.
What does he do?
Oh, he is.
I've never heard of John Williams.
John Williams?
You mean the composer?
Well, are we talking...
Morning show.
No, I know John Williams. He has his own special cup?
Yeah. For jokes, if he picks your joke out of the hat, end of the week, you win a special WGN mug. I believe it's signed, though.
Signed mug?
I'm fairly coveted.
Hmm.
Signed by John?
I believe so.
Well, why don't we get in on this?
Okay.
Hey, come on now.
The other guy in the morning, why not rip off the guy after him?
Absolutely. If you're going to start ripping people off, why stop?
Do it all the way. So you got to sign these mugs. Makes it much better.
Well, then I don't know about the signing thing. So how about a
just a regular mug?
Well, no, I'm not going to try
okay,
to give.
We'll start there.
No.
Put John Williams' name on it.
No. I'm not giving away a mug. Well, who knows what I'm giving away? I don't know. How about? Wait a minute. Let's forget the mug. Forget the mug until we can clear the mug issue up. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number on the Boogie Check of Life.
Good evening, John.
Oh, hello. God, I actually thought that guy was on the phone. Hello, Robinson.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, okay. So today was a very busy day. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of potted flower plants that we put along our driveway because we don't want to really put them in the dirt, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And tonight we cleaned up all the potted plants so when it freezes, then the pots don't crack, of course. And as far as the hooch goes, that's all gone, all done. Now I can finally get the car in the garage. But I'm telling you what, it's very special that I get to talk to you, of course.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, yes, it's very special because you let me talk to you.
I do.
And there was a lot of work today. Donna, my girlfriend Donna, and I did a lot of work out here today. Mm-hmm. And she is on oxygen, and I have a little electric chair she can roll around. And boy, did she just kick butt. I didn't say the other one, she kicked butt.
Well, I'm glad
go ahead, sorry.
No, you got a lot done is what I hear.
We did. And all the hooch is gone. We caught it just in time, I think.
Good.
Because here comes the freeze in the next couple of days, right?
Yep. Well, thank you, Robinson. I appreciate it. Say hello to Caruso. Hello, Frank.
Hey, John. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I've been trying to talk with you for years.
Here we are.
I'm so happy to be able to talk with you.
Well, thank you.
Say thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen to you almost every night.
Yeah.
You and Mr. Landecker in the morning.
You mean Slot?
Yes.
Yeah. We're interchangeable.
I got it mixed up.
It's okay.
Yes. I wanted to tell you, I have a photo album of all of you guys when you were DJs at WCFL.
Okay.
In Marina City.
Yeah.
I was about 10 years old, and my sister and her boyfriend took me to see you guys.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I went and got my FCC license.
Oh, really?
I worked for WMAQ-TV, but then I went on to other things in the world, and I just wanted to say it's a thrill to be able to talk with you. So.
Well, thanks, Frank. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. It means a lot.
Well, you're very welcome. Frank started at channel whatever it was, 5. WMAQ is going to make me rich. How do you answer your phone? That's the way you answer it. Isn't that what they used to say? Yeah. There's just one little, well, I don't need to get into it, but I never worked at WCFL and neither did Bob. But we had our own viewing room, and both stations were on at the same time. You know what I'm talking about. And I guess you could go watch them and watch us, and some people went back and forth from one station to another, like Lou Jack went back and forth. Who else went back and forth? Joel Sebastian. Yeah, there's one. I don't remember any more than that because I did not go back and forth.
One place.
Yep. Although way back in the Chicken Man days, the early Chicken Man days.
Chicken Man.
And all of that. Oh.
Chicken Man.
Bawk, 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 bawk.
What?
Can you put a computer on the air?
I can, yeah.
Google Chicken Man and put something on. Or YouTube. I'll do it on YouTube. He's a Caped Crusader crime fighter. From, somewhere in Michigan. Oh, boy. He's a superhero. And there was a serial, story, serial, like a podcast is what it was before podcasts, that was put together entirely by station employees. And Chicken Man was the Caped Crusader, and there he is.
Wow. Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
312-981-7200, and we've got time for Mary. Mary?
Oh, hi,
Mary. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Oh, I love hearing that Chicken Man.
I have to tell you, we were commuting to high school at the time, and we were standing to transfer onto a second CTA bus to get to school,
mm-hmm.
and the corner that we were on had a cigar store. And we would pass up our bus just to sit in the cigar store and listen to Chicken Man and the Tooth Fairy. Do you remember the Tooth Fairy?
Absolutely. Certainly do. Now, wait. This was going to school or coming home from school?
Going to school.
And you would go into a cigar store?
Well, the corner that we were catching the bus had a cigar store, and that was where we would listen to the radio. And if the bus was coming, we'd be late for school.
But no kidding.
Can I ask a real fast question?
Sure.
How are you coming along with the New Year's Eve program?
So weird that you would mention that. I have no idea.
Because I wanted to tell you, could you let management know that your fans can stay up through midnight?
I will pass that along, Mary.
Yes.
And I will wait to hear from them, and you will know as soon as I know.
All right. Well, we're hoping it is.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye.